This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Tuesday, October 28, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Monday, Kalahari Resources Chairperson Daphne Mashile-Nkosi said that, with the Kalahari Manganese project now in the development phase, shareholders had already started seeing the benefits of investing in the project. Mashile-Nkosi said that the shareholders, which included mostly historically disadvantaged South Africans and women's groups, had each been given a share of 223.7 million rand. This was following steel giant ArcelorMittal's acquisition of a 50% stake in the project at a purchase price of $432.5 million. About 1.8 billion rand was paid to Kalahari Resources. Mashile-Nkosi noted its deal with ArcelorMittal had meant that wealth was being created for black economic empowerment groups and individuals, while also being a mechanism to protect the company from further dilution.
Of the amount of cash that Kalahari Resources received, they've distributed to the black shareholders 288 million cash from day one. Mining deals takes long.
Yeah.
We are right at the development stage. We have not even started to mine the manganese. We've actually put money on the table for our shareholders.
On Monday, Trade Union Solidarity issued a warning to platinum producer Anglo Platinum to investigate mining safety at the company's mines. This was following the death of the 16th Anglo Plat worker this year. Anglo Plat spokesperson Simon Tebele said that the fatality was caused by an underground electrocution at the company's Turfontein mine outside Rustenburg. The shaft is now closed and a full investigation is underway to identify the cause of the accident. Tebele noted that as the investigations were at a preliminary stage, no further information could be given about the nature of the accident. The team investigating the incident included members of the union, as well as representatives from the Department of Minerals and Energy. Also making headlines, the Australian government rules that BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto must share rail infrastructure. Australia's Fortescue Metals Group defers some of its iron ore expansion spending. Vancouver-based Cardero Resources will sell its iron ore project to a Chinese firm for $200 million. And AIM-listed Tanzanite One issues shares and dilutes Gemfields bid. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.